You're listening to SBS News.
On this trip, the President's golfing time has been the priority, with Donald Trump hitting the links before trade talks. Mr. Trump has often claimed the European Union was formed to screw America on trade. It wasn't, but it meant European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen had to tread carefully as she sought to avoid the 30% tariffs that the President had promised to levy at month's end if a deal wasn't done.
And you're known as a tough negotiator and deal maker. And what is in front of
us?
That's
less important.
If we're successful, I think it would be the biggest deal each of us has ever struck.
The clubhouse negotiations took just 40 minutes.
I think it's the biggest deal ever made. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
The US and EU account for almost 44% of global GDP. The deal will see a baseline rate of 15% on goods made in the EU, although a 50% tariff will remain on European steel. Both the UK, which recently announced a trade deal with Washington, and Australia face a 10% tariff on most items. Ursula von der Leyen appeared resigned to the deal for Europe.
15% is not to be underestimated, but it is the best we could get.
Economists like Carsten Brzeski, the global head of macro for ING Research, aren't entirely convinced.
When you look at the economics, and when you look where we sit at the start of the year, namely with hardly any tariffs, the European Union will clearly lose from this deal.
And some European leaders, like Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, are reserving judgment.
I consider it positive that there is an agreement, but if I don't see the details, I'm not able to judge it properly.
President Trump is denying he'd rush the deal to distract from the Epstein file saga, which has seen pressure on his administration continue to intensify over its handling of the files.
Oh, you got to be kidding with that. No, had nothing to do with it. Only you would think that. That had nothing to do with it.
His negotiators will now look to take another swing at a deal with China, amid reports the trade truce with Beijing will be extended by another 90 days. Security remains tight around the Turnberry Golf Course after a small group of pro-Trump protesters got closer than anyone else has, warning the president not to trust his next guest, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Alan Lee, SBS News.